the obscenity. Briefed the day before, so when we came to camp that spring, I expected everybody, regulars and replacements, to exclaim, "Mother, a son of a bitch and bastard." That frictionless string of reflexive automatic GI profanity, placing blame on any handy gremlin or wrongdoer, easily hated, especially when prepared for, where every other effing word was an article of wearied belief in the designated suffering fated to each of us, now there was a sudden hush, without a particle of breath, no less speech. Champion curses walk dumb, looks yes, and shakes of head at skeletons living and dead, and crooked fingers on M1s, Brownings, unholstered 45s, indexes fumbling at every trigger, American Jews and Gentiles straining to be led to just one remaining German guard, oven keeper, or overseer. But none, of course, remained. Not one soul. The blast back to kingdom gone.